This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for October 2010. Tonight, Presidential Comment, a headquarters report, Waro News, and on the international scene.
Ham radio assists in the wake of severe weather in both Thailand and the United States. A last-minute delay in the Sable Island de-expedition due to aircraft safety concerns. And Radio Uganda refuses to leave the ham radio-only portion of 40 meters.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Auckland. Leading the broadcast tonight is Presidential Comment. In New Plymouth, here's Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. By now, you should have all received the latest call book. Lorn Douglas, ZL2AHB, has excelled in producing this edition. True, there have been errors and omissions in the call sign listings, but these lists are printed from information received from RSM and are not the fault of the call book compiler or NZART. Members were given the opportunity to check their entry through a link on the NZART webpage and take personal responsibility for ensuring that their details were correct. Call signs that are not correct or have been left out will be published in the December issue of Break-In. There has been criticism on one of the reflectors of my decision not to give a reason why Lee ZL2AL and John ZL3ADF resigned as councillors. There are many reasons why a councillor resigns. Circumstances can and do change over the 2 years between elections. It would not be proper for me to announce to all and sundry the reasons for these resignations. If you want to know why they are no longer on council, you should ask them. They are the correct people to give you what could be personal information. As was mentioned in HQ info line number 217, Council has appointed a new NZART ARX deputy to our business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM. Warren Harris, ZL2AJ from Hastings, has officially accepted the position, replacing Fred Johnson, ZL2AMJ. Warren is also responsible for updating all NZART examination training material, including that listed on the NZART webpage. If you have any suggestions or queries regarding any technical issue, please contact Warren. Council is very grateful to Warren for giving up some of his valuable time to this task. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy, the president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Now, have you heard of NZARD? It's to be a national event, held annually from 10 a.m. till midday on the third Saturday of January. It will provide a great opportunity for every NZART branch and radio club to spend just a few hours promoting our hobby to the public. Full details about New Zealand Amateur Radio Day can be found on the NZART web page. To Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. By now, most, if not all, members of NZART will have received their September-October break-in and call book. Sincere apologies for the lateness of these. However, given recent events in Christchurch, where both are printed and dispatched, I extend thanks to the break-in team for getting them out at all. There are a small number of errors and omissions from Callbook, which Council has undertaken to rectify in the November-December issue of break-in. If your call sign has been left out, can you please contact me so that I can compile a list for inclusion in break-in? I personally undertook to remove the silent key records in SMART and advised RSM so they could record the status as inactive, and am very disappointed to find some have reappeared. Rest assured, I will be making inquiries with RSM as to how and why this has occurred. A CD-ROM call book will be posted with your next issue of Break-In. Regrettably, publication of this was delayed, waiting for the WIA call book, which is also included. Thank you to the considerable number of members who have made very positive comments on the layout and content of this year's call book. NZART subscription reminders have now been sent out. If you wish to take advantage of the $15 rebate, please forward payment to me before the end of November this year. It's also now time for branches and members to consider any remits they wish to place before Council for the 2011 AGM. While in discussions, this may be a good time for those of you who feel they can contribute more to the Association by standing for Council to let it be known to your members and branches so your nominations can be prepared and sent to the Returning Officer. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZART Business Manager. A reminder tonight of the 2010 Papakura Sprints. The organisers are new for 2010. Let's make this sprint one to remember. Tell everyone about it. The contest periods are Saturday, 6 November 2010 for phone, 1000 to 1100 UTC. Saturday, the 13th of November 2010 for CW, 1000 to 1100 hours UTC. Have fun, enjoy yourself with these one-hour contests, the Papakura Sprints. To International Amateur Radio News, and for an update, we join Jim Davis, W2JKD, at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Ham Radio has come to the aid of flood-stricken Thailand. Norm Seeley, KI7UP, has more.
Thailand's Amateur Radio Society, RAST, reports that amateur radio operators in two flood-stricken areas of Thailand have been putting their communications capabilities to good use, with members helping authorities setting up a communications center using the call sign HS3AN. It has been working closely with government agencies relaying details about emergency situations and explaining the problems being faced to officials and relief workers so that action to assist people can be taken. The president of one of the flood-stricken amateur radio associations, HS4XU, relates that radio amateurs have pitched in with soldiers, rescue volunteers, and workers from various foundations by helping flood-stricken people with food and to ferry expectant mothers to hospitals. The club station, HS3AN, has also been coordinating relief efforts with the help of other amateur radio communication centers based in three other cities. The operators at these locations have also been providing information to people traveling to and from flood-stricken areas. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP, following the story from Scottsdale, Arizona.
There are over 100,000 ham radio operators in Thailand. Many are involved with providing emergency communications. Updates on this story are online at www.qsl.net/rest. Some breaking news on the DX front. This with word that the long-awaited Sable Island de-expedition has been postponed due to transportation problems. According to Randy Rowe, N0TG, just prior to the team's planned departure to Sable Island, a major safety issue was discovered with a charter aircraft that requires repairs before it can fly. Rowe says that as of this writing, the needed parts have not yet been located. Also, it's estimated that acquiring these components and completing the repairs could take as much as 3 weeks or maybe longer. Rowe says that as a result, the operators will be returning to the United States to regroup and reschedule a return to Sable for another try. He adds that hopefully a new date can be announced in the near future. In the meantime, breaking news will be posted at the operations website, www.cy0dexpedition.com. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WB2QLP repeater serving Naples, Florida. A shortwave operation on the African continent is playing a hardball and is refusing to leave the amateur-only portion of 40 meters. This, even after notification from the government. Radio Uganda continues to operate on the amateur radio frequency of 7.195 megahertz. Following notification of 5X1JM, The Uganda Communications Commission informed Radio Uganda that the broadcaster is not permitted to use the frequency within the amateur radio exclusive spectrum. So far, the station has continued to use the frequency, and it's believed that maybe sometime before they move out. Observers say that at least the point has been made, and action initiated by the Ugandan government telecommunications authorities against the now unauthorized use of the frequency. In one other note, Uganda radio amateurs have been authorized by Uganda Communications Commission to use the band from 7.1 to 7.2 megahertz. A new 500 kilohertz distance records may have been set on Thursday, October 21st. This is when Roger Lapthorne, G3XBM, in Cambridge, England, was heard some 1,733 kilometers away in Finland by Paul Henrik, OH1LSQ. According to Lapthorne, he was operating on 500 kHz using the digital mode WSPR, commonly called whisper in the ham radio world. Lapthorne says that quite unexpectedly, he began receiving a string of reports from OH1LSQ in Grid Square, KP03SD, at an astounding distance of 1,733 kilometers. Lapthorne said that to him these were amazing reports, pushing his best DX on the new band to new levels. That's because he runs only a few milliwatts of effective radiated power on that band. He also notes that his transmit antenna is a very simple vertical loop made with wire only 1 millimeter thick. Minio Wakita, JE9PEL, reports that the Japanese Amateur Radio League has been making necessary adjustments to the Fuji Oscar 29 satellite's operating schedule. This as the satellite enters a period of eclipses. These eclipses have reduced the power budget, requiring frequent analysis of available power aboard the satellite, and as such, FO-29 will be enabled only when the power budget allows. Meantime, the Japan Amateur Radio League requests that satellite operators access FO-29 with as little power as necessary to maintain communications. And now with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010, all rights are reserved.
Thanks, Jim, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Suburban Amateur Radio Club invites you to attend a first. That is, the first Hamfest and Junk Sale to be held at the Music Memorial Radio Station. Commencing at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 13th of November, the day is being organised as a real Hamfest get-together, with car boot vendors, $10 pre-registered, also welcome to the day's activities. Survival quantities of sausages and refreshments will be available for the whole day of fun and hampanionship. As a special feature on the day, club members will be on hand to conduct fellow hams through the historic radio station. It'll be a great day. That's the Suburban Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest and Junk Sale on Saturday 13th November, commencing 10 a.m. at the Music Memorial Radio Station. And you can find the full details about the event on the NZRT website. For an update on Wairo News, it's greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and greetings, everyone. News items of Wairo events are a bit scarce this month, so here's some information of a different kind. We've had an increase in Wairo membership in the past few months, but there's always room for more new members. There are two levels of membership in Wairo: full membership for ladies who are transmitting members, and associate membership for ladies who are interested in our organisation but do not have an amateur licence. A third form of membership is a Friend of Wairo, and this is available to any person who wishes to support the aims of Wairo. Contact details for more information can be found on the Wairo page in any NZART call book. In 2012, Wairo will be celebrating its 50th anniversary, and this will be marked in some way, probably with gatherings in the North and South Islands. Planning for the 2012 International Wairo Meet in South Australia is also underway, and there'll be more news about that in future broadcasts. I'll keep you updated on both these events as details come to hand. Maybe this is the time to start saving spare coins for your travel fund. By now, Wairo members should have received their spring bulletins, and I hope have posted copies off to their sponsored DX members. BevZL10S is in need of articles for the next issue, which is the summer one due out before Christmas. The close-off date for that issue is November the 15th. That's all from Wairo this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairo, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally tonight, time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. From the 29er, newsletter of Branch 29, North Shore NZART. The next meeting will be on Monday, the 1st of November, which will be the annual general meeting. Now a note of change in the November meeting for the Suburban Amateur Radio Club. The meeting will now be held on Sunday, the 7th of November. The regular meeting has been changed as a result of the club's Hamfest. From QUA FARC, newsletter of Franklin Amateur Radio Club. The annual general meeting of the branch will be held on Tuesday, the 16th of November, at the clubrooms on Stadium Drive, Pukekohe, starting 8 p.m. To Hastings Branch 13, where the Christmas tea is to be held at the Napier RSA on Friday, the 26th of November. Drinks are from 6:30 p.m. Dinner will be a smorgasbord at 7 p.m. For bookings, contact David Race at ZL2BCE, email address racehouse@ihug.co.nz. That's racehouse, all one word, at ihug.co.nz. The next Napier Branch 25 meeting will be on Wednesday, the 3rd of November, at the clubrooms at 7:30 p.m. This will be the AGM, followed by the Pan Pack Trophy Home Constructors Contest. Bring all of your homebrew items along for this event. The AGM agenda includes annual reports and election of officers. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has its next meeting on Monday, the 1st of November, at the clubrooms in Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. This will be a movie night. Nelson Branch 26 has its next meeting on Wednesday, the 17th of November, at the Car Club Rooms, starting 7 p.m. Note the earlier starting time. Alan Criswell, ZL2BX, will give a talk on amateur satellites after the annual general meeting. Finally, to Christchurch Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, the 3rd of November, at the clubrooms at 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside. This meeting will be a show and tell, where you can bring along something you've designed, built, or found in a junk sale that we may find interesting. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line is to be emailed on Sunday, the 7th of November. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZRT webpage, and that's at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, everyone, that is the broadcast for October. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.